this is actually for how providers, how hospitals and physician practices will use the electronic health record and development of health information exchange capabilities. So, you know, the Recovery Act last year included what's called the HITECH Act, the Health Information Technology for Economic and Clinical Health Act. So it's a stimulus project, but just to have everyone go out and buy electronic medical record systems and say, okay, I bought a system, now let's get some stimulus money from the government, is not actually going to help us achieve the goals of improving quality of care and lowering costs of healthcare in this country. Health information technology can help us achieve those goals, but they have to be meaningfully used. So within the HITECH Act, Congress required not just the use of a certified electronic health record system, but the meaningful use of electronic health record systems. So over the last year and a half, the Office of the National Coordinator for Health Information Technology and CMS, Medicare, have been working on rules defining the standards and certification criteria for electronic health record systems and really defining what meaningful use of those systems will be.
And there's also a companion rule that talks about standards and specs and certifications and all that kind of stuff, right?
Exactly, yeah. So now we've got the entire healthcare industry now has a roadmap over the next couple of years for a direction for health information technology, and the vendors are looking at certification criteria, making sure that their products will actually meet the federal guidelines, and the hospitals and healthcare providers are looking at the meaningful use aspect of using these in a meaningful way that will actually help us to achieve the goals.
If you're not really in this work, I mean, there's a lot of paper here. It's what, like 1,000 pages, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It's very complicated. Healthcare is complicated in this country, and so
we've all lived it for the past year and a half, so we know.
Exactly. Well, you know, and this is what I really love about the HITECH Act is it has the support of Tom Daschle and Newt Gingrich. You know, the Office of National Coordinator was actually formed by the Bush administration and then significantly expanded and actually created now in legislation under the Obama administration. So setting aside the larger issues of healthcare reform and the Patient Affordability Act that was passed, the health information technology components of the stimulus package really have a broad level of support. Now, it's, again, very complicated. There's hundreds and thousands, actually, of pages of rules and regulations that are being developed. But I think we need a good structure and a strong framework in order to move forward.
And we were talking before we started, but these are pretty important in terms of actually implementing these as rather than just being discussion about health IT, getting health records actually out there, getting people to actually implement these systems.
Right. And the meaningful use rule came out as a proposed rule in January, and CMS received over 2,000 comments on that proposed rule, and they have made some significant changes to the meaningful use final rule that came out now. And so we have a really good roadmap of how we want to go forward in trying to implement these to actually improve the quality of health and the clinical care coordination.
I know the Drug Enforcement Administration actually had some concerns about the e-prescription part.
Well, previous to the new rule that came out from the DEA on e-prescribing, physicians were not allowed to electronically prescribe controlled narcotics. And this was a significant barrier for physicians in actual practice. So if you come into the doctor's office and he wants to give you some Vicodin along with your cholesterol-controlling medication, then he has to use two different systems. He cannot e-prescribe the narcotics. And so the DEA actually in June came out with a rule on how we can allow the e-prescribing of controlled narcotics. And this is really going to help, I think, in the provider community, the adoption of electronic prescribing. There is a caveat to that new rule, and that is that to e-prescribe narcotics, you have to use two-factor authentication. So similar to having an ATM card, you don't just have the card, you also have to have a PIN, so you have to have something that you know and something that you have. And so we'll be using either smart cards or biometric as a second-factor authentication for e-prescribing narcotics.
So now that these rules are in final form, right?
Yes, the meaningful use rules are in final form for phase one of meaningful use. So it's important to note that there's going to be three phases to meaningful use, and by 2014, we want to reach the level of meaningful use that will really significantly have an impact on the industry. The bar was lowered somewhat in this initial rule on phase one so that providers can adopt and actually reach the phase one, receive some incentive payments, which will allow them then to springboard into the second and third phases of meaningful use.
And so what happens now? I know industry folks are probably all going through these and figuring out how they meet these standards, right?
Yes, everyone is really kind of scrambling now that we have the guidelines, we have the rule on meaningful use, we have standards and certification criteria. The certification bodies are applying with the Office of National Coordinator and will begin certifying systems, electronic health record systems, so that by this fall, when the program actually begins in October, and hopefully stimulus checks start flowing by January for hospitals and then by April next year for physician practices, that we will have certified products in place that we can purchase and begin developing plans for meeting all of the different components of meaningful use.
And so what, as that happens, and that's a pretty quick timeline, getting things done essentially by the end of the year. You mentioned phase one. What happens in the follow-on phases?
Well, I imagine that we're going to see more rules, more regulations coming out of CMS over the next year and a half, 2 years. There'll be a continued scaling up of the requirements for meaningful use. So many of the components, the core measures for meaningful use right now, so let's say 50% of patients' demographic data must be recorded as structured data. That 50% over the next succeeding phases will rise to higher percentages until ultimately we have 100% of patients' demographic data recorded as structured data. And so on. The same with computerized physician order entry, which starts out at phase one at 30% of patients having medications that are ordered through CPOE. That will continue to rise. And ultimately, by 2014, you know, we want to achieve the true meaningful use.
And meaningful use would mean that all those cards, all that paper behind the doctor's office, those are gone, and you actually have electronic health records.
Right. And not just that we have the records digitized, because if we just take a paper, what I call the dead tree medical record system that we have now, and we digitize that into disparate digital systems, that's really not going to help us achieve the goals of lowering costs and improving quality of care. We need to have a robust health information exchange. So a lot of the components of meaningful use are how we can share this information safely and securely with patient control of their own health information and be able to provide physicians with the best information right at the point of care. So if you present in an emergency department and that physician that's treating you then doesn't order duplicative tests that were just ordered by your primary care physician earlier that week, because they'd have access to all that information. One of the things that's important is really on the federal level, the efforts at building what's called the NIN, or the Nationwide Health Information Network.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's over 20 federal agencies right now that are involved in the National Health Information Network projects. And so tying that in to the private healthcare system is really going to be important so that we can coordinate care across transitions of care, whether it's through the VA system, coming out of the DOD into the VA and into maybe a private ER, so that the Indian Health Services and community hospitals and federally qualified health centers can all coordinate care, so that the safety net clinics and really the rural and underserved areas are able to participate in this. I think one of the strongest pushes that need to be made is that we make sure that we include rural and underserved areas in the incorporation of electronic health record systems and being part of this national health information network.